Do it today. King of the Mountain, The Secret of the Lord. Both $20 books. Go to our website, saveus.org. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Don't delay, friends. Time is short. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be in prayer for this very quick.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice for the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, the views of James Perloff. And even though I've never met James personally, I consider him a friend. I've known him certainly through our radio interviews for the past, 20 years. 15 years anyway. And James certainly is on the front lines of this battle, trying to educate people. He wrote a book, a number of books through the years. One of them was Shadows of Power, going into the background of the invisible government, the people who really run our government, who control both political parties, who have their agents in the military, who control the banking system of America. Most of the major corporations, the educational system, have their agents planted in our churches, control the media, but largely control what both parties of government and what the American people think through their tentacles into the media. People don't understand this is neither right nor left. It is certainly aimed at creating a one world government. There are not that many of them here, probably not more than a few thousand at the very top of this, and then of those probably only a few hundred certainly in the inner sanctum of what this is really all about. But James has written about it, and he's come up with a new book called Truth is a Lonely Warrior. And he says quite openly, when we've talked to him, what he really wanted to title the book was something about Satan running the world. And people said, nobody's going to buy your book if he comes out with a title like that. So his title, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, is very, very appealing. But Satan does run the world. There really are spiritual forces. There really is another dimension. And unless you understand that, you can't understand anything. You cannot understand why communism was funded from the United States from its inception, why the Nazi movement was funded from the United States, and so the American corporations were overbuilding the weapons for Adolf Hitler. And Adolf Hitler, at least there's a great deal of evidence that he didn't die at the end of the war. There were forces within this so-called brotherhood that helped him escape to South America. That's a book called Gray Wolf. We've read it. We've talked to the authors. It's very believable. But you see, most of what you believe out there in the listening audience, unfortunately, is not true. And our job, my job, James' job, is to try to get people to understand what's really going on. James Perloff, are you there?
I sure am, Dr. Stan.
Well, you go ahead and pick up the story and tell them about your book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, because really it's a summary of all the phony wars we've been in. And of course, you can't understand the coming war. And ladies and gentlemen, the war, in my estimation, is imminent. But you can't understand the coming war unless you understand all the last phony wars. They've all been manipulated, and the coming one, where millions are going to die, probably hundreds of millions, certainly is all being manipulated by these dark and sinister spiritual forces. James, you pick up the story.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on your show. It's a privilege. And yeah, I do have a new book out. A lot of your listeners are probably familiar with my book, The Shadow of Power. And I've given PowerPoint talks related to that for years. And people long asked me when I would come up with an update. And well, this is the update. It is Truth of the Lonely Warrior. 25 years since I wrote The Shadow of Power. And this book, Dr. Stan, is designed to give people who are not familiar with the concept of conspiracy or what's going on in our world, the forces you describe. Do we have a break coming on? I hear a little background music.
I'm afraid we do, but you go right ahead. I will tell you when you have to break. Well, we're getting pretty close to that point anyway. Our guest now is James Perloff. His latest book, Truth is a Lawyer, is a faithful warrior. Basically, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's already our forces out there. You're never going to read about them because they control the media. And as a result of that, they will destroy anyone who talks about them.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal.
Okay. Back
Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and James was just saying how difficult it is to tell people about what's really going on, to explain to them that certainly 911, what happened on September 11th, 2001, was simply a false flag operation. It was simply designed to actually get us into this war with Afghanistan and Iraq. And the people will say, well, gee, if that's true, why didn't anybody tell us that? And then he says, well, you have to tell them how the media is controlled. And it's so hard to get people to understand the big picture. Well, you go right ahead.
Well, how much time do we have before the next break, Dr.
Oh,
Stan?
You've got about 12 minutes.
Oh, 12. All right. Well, let me just run through. Now, the problem, again, is that the media has planted so many lies. You have to kind of peel them off one by one. And I didn't want to write a tome. This book is a little over 300 pages long. It's not a tome. It's not an 800,000 pager. But I wanted to concisely go over the entire picture of how, what's the continuum of how this whole Illuminati conspiracy has worked over the years. So we talk in the first chapter about the various wars we've been in, from the Spanish-American to the Iraq War, how each one was, we were involved in a war as a result of a deception or false flag. And then we talk about the control of the White House from behind the scenes and how presidential candidates are picked in advance and how cabinets are dominated by the Council on Foreign Relations, which, of course, is the subject of my book, The Shadow of the Power, the previous book. Then we talk about the Fed, which is the financial arm, and how it's caused inflation through depauching our currency and through bailouts and control of the stock market as well by controlling interest rates. And then we talk about just how this cartel has been running America. We give examples like how they created the UN. Of course, their goal is the world government. First, that was the League of Nations and the UN. We see more and more of these international organizations, the regional governments, the EU, NAFTA. They want to turn NAFTA into a North American Union. So we talk about that whole process. We have a chapter on Vietnam because that was that intrigue on their part brought such tragedy and social change to America. We talk about what they're planning to do today. And then we talk about talk about the media and why we can't hear about these things in the media. We talk about how about a dozen giant multinational corporations like News Corp and Time Warner control the major media. And we talk about the destruction of nations, which is a requirement for creating world government, how they've achieved that through immigration, which fragmentizes nations, through so-called democracy, which fragmentizes nations into parties. And then we talk about that merger you were talking about a little bit before, but between the communists and the capitalists. Now, the capitalists actually financed things like the Russian Revolution over the years, and how even during the Cold War, they were financing the Soviet Union and propping it up. And then we talk about the whole international control structure. It's not just the Council on Foreign Relations. We talk about how internationally these illuminist groups within each country interrelate through the Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, Committee of 300, Bohemian Grove. We talk have a chapter on Freemasonry and how it's been used as a tool, a recruitment tool. And we talk about environmentalism, its goal being to control people for the excuse of the need to regulate on behalf of our environment. We talk about Zionism and its true purpose, because the same forces have been behind Zionism. We talk about 9/11 and all the holes in the government's explanation of that. We talk about the Iraq War, a chapter on that. We have a chapter on the arts, how it's controlled, a chapter on faith, and the whole drive to they're not just trying to consolidate nations, they're trying to consolidate religions, and that's what's behind the ecumenical movement and the attack on Christianity. They have a chapter on the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Much as it's been maligned as a hoax, we see that so much of it has come true. We have a chapter on cyber tyranny, how the internet is being used to spy on people. And we have a one on called The Secret War on Life, their plan for population reduction, and how they've used vaccines and their control of the medical community and big pharma to destroy people's health, create autism and so forth, Alzheimer's. And we have a chapter on the weather control. And finally, a chapter on the coming and enthronement of the Antichrist, which is their ultimate goal, to enthrone the Antichrist in Israel and Jerusalem, which is the purpose, by the way, of the Zionist movement. And finally, a conclusion. And despite all this negativity, we try to bring people hope. We also have several appendices dealing with George Orwell's book, 1984, how it's come true in so many ways, the myths of free trade, and a few other subjects of interest. So it tries to be a complete picture, Dr. Stan. We try to keep it, but we try to keep it concise and entertaining and have it be something that you could give to a friend who doesn't believe that, who believes CNN and believes the New York Times and show them there is a story outside of their box about what's really going on and what's behind this whole drive for world government and the horrendous downward cultural changes we've seen in this country over the last century.
But do you think that the average Jew really understands the protocols of the learned elders of Zion? Or do you think the average Jew is really intimately involved with this conspiracy? Or is it just a small component, a small satanic component within the Jewish faith, who are really not true at all to the Jewish faith, but to this satanic movement that you described?
Well, not only does not the average Jew understand it, but the average person does not understand it. And obviously, it is certainly the protocols were never about the broad Jewish. I'm half Jewish myself, by the way. And Dr. Henry Mankow, if you know him, he's completely Jewish, but he exposes the protocols too for what they are. If you look at the protocols, they discuss world government, the use of Freemasonry, the use of entertainment to distract the people, the use of vaccines. This is published in 1900. They were already talking about the use of vaccines to destroy people's health. They talk about Darwinism, which I've written two books on, and, you know, Darwin was not an important character in Russia when he first appeared, yet the entire worldwide plan is laid out there. Even presidents overriding the Constitution with presidential executive orders is in the protocols. So it's something that needs to be looked at. I realize that people will say, well, that's anti-Semitic to talk about it. Well, no, I'm of Jewish ancestry myself. I simply took the time to look at it and read it for myself. And it's not what my book is focused on. It's just one of more than 20 chapters.
And I think it's so important to see basically one of the major reasons for the protocols is to get the whole idea of a conspiracy discredited, saying you think it's the Jews. And here's James Perloff, who's half Jewish, writing about this, trying to get people to understand there is a master plan. You can read it, but it has nothing to do with Jews. It has to do with the fact that there really is a satanic conspiracy there. In fact, James says in the opening part of his book that he really wanted to call this something about Satan was alive or something of the sort, and people said the book will never sell, and it probably is right because it's such an absurd idea, and yet of course it's exactly what's going on. That is the theme of my book, and certainly after studying this for 50 years, there's no question at all that there is a supernatural force out there. There really is another dimension, and there are demonic forces coming from another dimension that are working to fulfill the prophecies, and they certainly are directing the course of world events today. Would you agree or disagree with that, James?
Absolutely. And, some people will say, oh, it's Jewish. Some people say it's Freemasons. Some people say it's the Catholic Church or the Jesuits. Other people say it's just the Council on Foreign Relations or just the Bilderbergers. But, you know, all of these are facets of an overriding, overarching plan. And, you know, this really is, at its roots, a spiritual battle. It is the battle between good and evil. And to personify it, we can certainly accurately call it the battle between God and Satan. And there is no doubt that there is a satanic nature to what's going on, that many of these people at the highest level, I'm not going to low-level Freemason, but the very highest, what they call the illuminated 33rd degree Mason, is a worshiper of Lucifer. And we see this documented by people like Dr. John Coleman, former MI6, and Ted Gunderson, former special agent in charge of the FBI's office in Los Angeles, and William Guy Carr, who was in the Canadian Intelligence Service during World War II. They all documented that there is satanic worship going on among these elite. They're not atheists. They may try to discredit God publicly through materialistic teachings in public schools and so forth, but they themselves are not atheists. There is a satanic process going on. It's laid out in the Bible, especially in the book of Revelation. Now, that book's open to a lot of different interpretations and how many have been given, yet it clearly does lay out that there will be a figure called the Antichrist or the Beast who will seek to govern the world. And of course, Stan, to govern the world, you need a world government, and that's why it's no coincidence that that is the goal of the Council on Foreign Relations and these globalists to create a world government. It's about consolidating control for an evil purpose, but there is a rainbow, a brightness at the end of all this darkness.
And for our listener who's out there and says, I just can't believe, I mean, you don't really expect me to believe that, I simply say, look, go to their website, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, you'll find their logo there. It's a circle made up of three curved arrows. And if you look at them and you understand what they are, they're three sixes. You'll see the three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. Why would they have, as a logo, three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross? Go right ahead.
Oh, well, you're doing fine there. I've been talking for a while. You carry on with that one, Dr. Stan.
Okay, go right ahead here.
Well, anyway, the book is called Truth is a Lonely Warrior. We were talking about the spiritual dimension, and I've been going over the specifics of my book. Again, trying to give people the big picture so that as a resource, as a tool, you could give it to someone. If you talk to them about what's going on, when you hear about, you know, the Bible talks about wars and rumors of wars and what they call the end times, right? When you hear about, oh, we've got to go to war because there's an atrocity in Syria, in my book, I lay out the types of atrocity stories that have been laid out before. You know, in the Spanish American War, we were told in America that the Spaniards were roasting priests down in Cuba and throwing the Cubans to sharks. It was not a lie. It was not a truth. World War One, we were told that the German soldiers were bayoneting babies in Belgium. After the war, people went over there, found out there was no witness that had ever seen that happen before. Remember the Gulf War of 1991? We're told that Iraqi soldiers were throwing babies out of incubators. Well, the woman who told that story to Congress wasn't even in Kuwait when that supposedly happened. We're baited into wars time and time. We've been lied into wars time after time. The first chapter of my book, which we could start with, is called Six Wars. And but we'll take a break from war to go to our break, because I hear some background music coming on.
Right, fine. Well, this is a fascinating book, and James did an excellent job of putting this all out. And you must understand, all of the past wars have been manipulated, and we're being manipulated into a coming war. It's coming fairly soon, and you better begin preparing for it and understanding, of course, what will happen as they simply create another phony war to further their goal.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. 800-800-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
What are you at? Hold that thought. Weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Hold that thought. It's at the end of the James certainly goes through all the various wars we were involved in, certainly the Spanish-American War, but we were told the Spains had sunk the battles of Maine. He had no evidence of it, the First World War. Why are they sinking of the Lusitania and all the propaganda that went along with that? The Lusitania, of course, was a military ship. The Germans had warned they were going to sink it. And yet, of course, when the Americans were going to be peasants on the Lusitania asked about the danger, they were told there was no danger. Get on the boat. It's perfectly all right. Nothing's going to happen. And well over 100 Americans were killed. They used that, one of the reasons, to get us into World War One. World War Two, we knew exactly where the Japanese fleet was. And we left our ships there so there'd be an ideal target, certainly. From there, you get into Korea. You get into Vietnam. You get into certainly the Iraqi War, the initial first Iraq War and the second Iraq War. They've all been manipulated. Ladies and gentlemen, every single one of them and all sorts of Americans and others killed in totally phony wars. We fought almost a 10-year phony war in Iraq. Oh, 58,000 American soldiers died, 1 million South Vietnamese, 2 million North Vietnamese. It was all simply so we could bring in the Great Society. And basically, it had nothing to do with winning the war. We could have won it at any time. And I was told that personally by four-star Marine General Lew Walton, by Ambassador William A. Sullivan. Incidentally, he just died here the last couple of days. He was the American ambassador to Laos and later to Iraq. And he told me, you know, we could have won the war in 6 weeks. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. And as he said, you know, I never understood why we didn't do that, just win the war and get it over with, instead of fighting a 10-year war. Well, he was very much of a gentleman, and the fact he's died here in the last couple of days, I feel very badly. He was a wonderful gentleman. I wish I'd recorded the interview, but we've certainly talked about it extensively. James, you go right ahead.
Well, I'm glad you're talking about Vietnam. We could elaborate that on a little bit.
You go right ahead.
You're quite right when you say that we could have won the war in a matter of weeks or months. This is confirmed, by the way. 1968, there was an author named Lloyd Mallon, and he interviewed a dozen retired, high-ranking U.S. military officers, all of whom agreed the Vietnam War could be won in months. And as you said, they said, listen, we've got to invade North Vietnam. We've got to take – but the big thing, of course, as you know, Dr. Stan, was the rules of engagement. We had all these rules that we didn't have in World War II. You know, you couldn't bomb an enemy fighter plane on a runway. Unless it was, you had to be wait till it was up in the air and showing hostile intent, as they called it. You couldn't bomb a missile-to-air launch site for missiles until it was fully operational. You know, they couldn't bomb trucks who were pulled a few hundred feet off the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They were bringing the supplies down to kill American GIs. He had all these self-imposed restrictions from Washington that made the war unwinnable. We did not fight World War II like that. We fought World War II to win. And so that's why a war that should have lasted not more than 6 months, dragged out for 14 years, and ended in defeat. Now, listen, if you can win World War II in 3.5 years, that's all it took us. And we're fighting two enemies, the Germans and the Japanese, right? We won in 3.5 years. How come we can't beat little Vietnam in 14 years? It doesn't make sense. The establishment's media's explanation does not make sense. But we're telling people what happened behind the scenes. When you understand that, it does make sense. When you realize that the so-called quagmires and mistakes and blunders were actually a deliberate and part of a continuum that's happened throughout our history. If it was just one incident, we could let it pass as mistake. We see it happening in war after war. We know this is part of an overriding plan.
I agree, and there's a new war coming, ladies and gentlemen. You're not hearing about it, but all the plans, everything is in place, and certainly there's going to be a major war over there in the Middle East, probably within the next few months. So how we'll be involved in it, I don't know, but it's all manipulated in all probability. Israel is going to attack Iran, and heaven only knows what's going to happen after that. I hope and pray Iran doesn't suddenly respond with an EMP attack on America. They will tell you that's the Suddenly, according to the Israelis, Iran is just weeks away from getting a nuclear bomb. That is the phoniest thing in the world, ladies and gentlemen. The United States was able to create a nuclear bomb in 3.5 years with absolutely no technology starting in the Second World War. And we were able to build a nuclear bomb. And you mean to tell me Iran, with all sorts of sophisticated material, was not able to actually manufacture enriched uranium over a period of 15 years? With all the scientific technologies out there, actually, young kids could actually build a nuclear weapon in their garage if they could get their hands on enriched uranium. This whole thing is phony, but it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe. I've been told from reliable sources that Iran actually has a bomb, and if they are attacked by Israel, they would use that bomb not only on Israel, but perhaps, just perhaps, on America. I hope and pray that isn't true.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and suddenly James is talking about the Council on Foreign Relations. It started in 1921, but basically, since that time, 18 of our Secretaries of State, 19 of our Secretaries of Defense, there's only Secretaries of the Treasury, I think 20, 21 of them, 16 Directors of the CIA. They've all come from this Council on Foreign Relations. They control the Democrats, they control the Republicans, and you go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidates of their choice, and And until you understand our elections are rigged by these people of great wealth, why, you don't understand. Basically, it wouldn't have mattered when we had a true republic, when the power of the central government was limited, and we had honest courts, and God was an important part of this nation. But now we're a post-Christian nation, certainly. We have a controlled medium. We have a controlled educational system. We even have a controlled religious system. And our ministers are not telling the people the truth about what's really going on politically. When America was founded, of course, the ministers were the major force in bringing about this nation. Unfortunately, that is not the case today. We have some wonderful ministers who love the Lord and are not afraid to speak out, but they're in a very much of a minority today. Our guest is James Perloff. His book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. Now, we do carry the book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It's a fascinating book. We recommend it. That's the reason we're carrying it. We want you to get the book. We want you to read the book. He covers so many things that certainly are so vitally important. And basically, to understand the history and certainly where these people are going. And what is their ultimate goal? It's to establish a one world. World government, eventually, who will be run by the Antichrist. They know exactly what they're doing, because behind this movement are powerful spiritual forces. And the reason you never hear about it is because they control the media. And to suddenly our guest is James Perloff. James, how can people get to your website, get your information?
When I had stage 4 cancer, Dr. Stan, my website was taken down through criminal activity. Website, but I'm using mass media, other people's websites, like Dr. Henry Mayhew's and your radio programs like yours and Deanna Stengel's and others, to communicate my message. I actually will be trying to get a website up. People can email me at bookrefuge@AOL.com if you want to get in touch personally. Bookrefuge, like the word book and the word refuge, at AOL.com. And my book is available through Radio Liberty.
Right,
as well as Amazon.
Right, bookrefuge@AOL.com, bookrefuge@AOL.com. Our guest is certainly James Perloff. His book is Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It's a fascinating book, and we just can't take on too many books at the present time. But this is one we had to carry because it's so vitally important. You get James's message. He's one of the best writers we have here, and we've carried his other books in the past, Shadows of Power and others. And this is even a more important book, especially now, so that you out there in the listening audience can document the fact that almost everything going on today is contrived. And the media is controlled as a result of it. Why, of course, most people have very little idea of what's really going on. James, you pick up the story.
Well, we could pick up where we had left off before. We're talking about the council and how it controls elections and cabinets.
Oh, you're talking about the Council on Foreign Relations, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
At 5868 Street in New York City. That's 5868 Street, New York City. I've spent several weeks there, probably one of the few people who's ever been inside through their files, and basically fascinating information, which the average individual will never hear about, because, of course, most of the people who go through their files certainly would never dare to write about it. We've written about it extensively in our own writings and our newsletters. We could write ahead. James.
Well, the council was actually founded in 1921 as a direct reaction to the U.S. Senate's rejection of the League of Nations. You know, we did not join the League of Nations, even though President Wilson had proposed it at the Paris Peace Conference of 1919. And so when the bankers heard about the Senate's rejection, they got together, had a meeting at the Majestic Hotel in Paris, and resolved to form a new organization whose purpose would be to bring about American acceptance of world government, which in its rudimentary stages was the League of Nations, later became the UN, and is advancing further today. But that's how the council actually got started. And that's one reason why you understand that this has been their goal from the very inception, is this plan to establish a world government, which is totally contrary to our best interest. The best interest is to maintain peace with other nations, but to maintain our sovereignty lest we be enslaved.
And let me just point out that basically a lot of people are wondering why we're having so many economic problems here and why the unemployment rate is so high. Well, the reason the unemployment rate is high is because we're shipping our jobs overseas. We're rewarding corporations by not charging them any income tax if they'll simply move offshore and take the jobs with them. And so basically, if you have a choice between staying in the United States and paying a 35% corporate tax or moving to China and paying no American corporate tax, most people will move to China. We are intentionally exporting our jobs and taking the jobs away from American workers, and nobody's going to tell the American people that. We've designed the tax structure to literally force many American corporations offshore, and then we wonder why we don't have jobs here for our people, why the living standards are gradually going down here in the United States, why wages certainly are not going up as they have in the past, and it's simply because it's all planned. But nobody's going to tell the American people the truth. Right ahead, James.
One thing I would just pick on from that is that they've sought to weaken America because a strong nation is very difficult to absorb into a world government. A weak nation is much easier to bring into a world government, and that's one reason why they wanted to take down our economy. And I'm glad you made that point about the tax structure. Also our whole trade system, where we took off, with the 1994, when we joined the World Trade Organization, we took all the tariffs off, most of the tariffs off foreign goods, which allowed these our markets to be swamped with cheap imports made by slave labor or semi-slave labor overseas or subsidized by foreign governments, which our own free enterprise producers couldn't keep up with. That was another way they took down the economy. But speaking of the economy, my third chapter in this book with 20-plus chapters is on the Federal Reserve. And we talk about how the Federal Reserve was secretly founded at Jekyll Island in 1910. Unbeknownst to the people, the plan for the Federal Reserve, which was originally brought forward by Senator Nelson Aldrich, was the front man for the Rockefellers. Of course, he was the maternal grandfather of Nelson Rockefeller. He brought forward the original legislation for the Fed, was actually drafted by private bankers at a meeting in Jekyll Island in 1910. Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia was a private retreat of the wealthy elite, the Morgans and the Rockefellers. And at that meeting, you had the representatives of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Morgans, 25% of the world's entire wealth at that meeting. And that's where the Fed came from. It was a private scheme. It was not, as we were told, to stabilize the American economy. And by the way, Dr. Stan, as you know, when Congress passed that, they had no idea about the Jekyll Island meeting, which is well documented now that this whole plan was contrived. But of course, the Federal Reserve has been a great boon for the private interest because it enables them to create billions of dollars out of nothing. You know, the GAO, Government Accountability Office, did an audit of the Fed, one of the first audits that's ever been done of the Fed in 2011. They found that between 2007 and 2010, a three-year period, the Fed gave $16 trillion to multinational banks and corporations. Not billion, $16 trillion. This is bailout money. Technically, it was 0% interest loans, but most of those loans have not been repaid. So you wonder where the money's going. It's going into the wealthy multinational banks and corporations, which, of course, are allied with the very interests that run the Fed. And, of course, the guys who run the Fed inevitably come out of that very banking system themselves. As you know, of course, there was a publicized $700 billion bailout of Wall Street. But beyond that was this additional money which was flowing there. And this is another reason why the value of the dollar has gone down. The Fed's ability to bail out corporations or to pay for wars with fiat money, money created for nothing, devalues our currency. That's why the dollar has lost 95% of its value since 1913. I have a graph in my book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, which shows price levels in America from the days of the Pilgrim till today. You know, prices were pretty stable in America for the first 250 years, up until World War I. There are little upward blips, you know, like during the Civil War, they put in extra money to pay for the war. But basically, the dollar value was unchanged from 1900. In 1900, you paid the same for a pair of shoes as you did in George Washington's day. But if you look at the graph, beginning with World War I, the inflation just skyrockets. You know, 1962, Harvard tuition was $1,500. 1962, the average cost of a house in America was $12,500. In 1962, a postage stamp was 4 cents. In 1962, a candy bar was a nickel. Why is our money losing its value? It's because of the Fed generating these dollars from nothing, which goes into the pockets of the bankers. And we wonder why we're getting poor. The middle class is being sold down a river by the people who run our government from behind the scenes. And that's what Chapter 3 is about.
And, Chris, I think it's vitally important to understand they're going to destroy the value of our currency, impoverish our people, and the vast majority of the people listening to this program who do not take defensive action are going to lose the vast majority of what they spent their entire lifetime working to amass. Get out of dollars, get out of stocks, get out of bonds, get out of annuities, get out of insurance policies, get out of everything that it binds your wealth to the dollar, because the dollar, they're going to destroy it. They know exactly what they're doing. This is what is planned, but the last thing they want is for the American people to know there's no way they can ever pay off the massive debts that they've amassed. And of course, when all the other countries begin dumping their dollars, why, it'll simply wipe out our whole monetary system and impoverish the vast majority of the American people. And don't wait. Sydney, diversify, 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 and act now. Go right ahead, James.
All right. Well, the next chapter in my book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, deals with policies and how the Council on Foreign Relations, through controlling presidents sitting on his cabinets, has dictated policies. We give some examples like the formation of the United Nations. When I went to public school, my teacher said, the United Nations was formed because after World War II, countries were sick of war. It's not how it happened, It was not spontaneous. It was a group of Council on Foreign Relations members in the State Department that called themselves the Informal Agenda Group that drew up the plans for the UN and presented it to President Roosevelt, who then made it his top priority for post-war planning, just as Woodrow Wilson had made the League of Nations his top priority for post-war planning for World War I. You see the continuum. We are talking that chapter about the World Bank and the IMF. You know what those things are? They're bailout schemes for the big private banks. You know what happens when the big New York banks make a loan to a foreign country and the loan goes sour and the other country can't pay its monthly installment? What happens? The IMF or the World Bank takes our tax dollars, gives it to the other country, and the bank gets paid off. The IMF, the World Bank are loan guarantee schemes. It goes beyond that. They also serve as a source of controlling these other countries because they attach conditions to these bailouts. But the public is not given the true story. By the way, the World Bank and the IMF were incubated not at Bretton Woods, but before Bretton Woods, by the Council on Foreign Relations War and Peace Studies project during World War II. Once again, they're the incubator of foreign policy. How come the mass media never even talks about that? Because the same people that run the media are running the Council on Foreign Relations. That is Chapter 4 of my 20-plus chapters.
Okay, you're right ahead, James. And remember, the book is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. About 300 pages, fascinating reading, excellent book. We recommend it, which is the reason we're carrying it. Go ahead.
Well, that's a high recommendation. Well, Chapter 5 is Vietnam. We've already talked about it. In Chapter 6, we're talking about NAFTA. You know, I should just mention this about NAFTA. Take a look at the European Union. It's a step towards world government. It's consolidation of nations. It's destruction of sovereignty. They're consolidating their currencies into the euro. They've got a European Court of Justice. The European Union is world government on a regional scale. They know they can't do it overnight in the world. You take regions. You know, the European Union started as the common market, and it was sold to Europeans. They just want to have an economic alliance to increase prosperity, right? They always talk about prosperity. And then it turned into the European Parliament, and then all of a sudden they're sunk with the European Union, and they're losing their sovereignty. Well, NAFTA is designed to be the same thing. It's the exact same model. The idea is to start with an economic alliance. We're told to bring prosperity. It didn't. It cost us millions of jobs. Same pattern, But we were told it was making us more prosperous. And then after 9/11, we're told, for security reasons, we should start considering Homeland Security Department should extend its responsibility to include Mexico and Canada. And as you know, Dr. Stan, they proposed a North American Union. And the only reason that hasn't come to pass is because it has been opposed so diligently by American patriots, including some members of Congress. But they actually had it on their original timetable to have a North American Union, I think, by 2010. As you know, in 2005, President Bush met with Prime Minister Martin of Canada and President Fox of Mexico to start what they called the Security and Prosperity Partnership. That was to be the first step towards a North American Union where we'd all have a North American ID card. And while Europe has the Euro, we would have the Amero. It's the same pattern, but the idea is that these regional bodies would be stepping stones towards world government. And let me just bring up a quotation, because I want people to take my word for this. I'll just bring up a quote from Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's been an advisor not only to Jimmy Carter but to Obama. Here's what Zbigniew Brzezinski said. He said, quote, "We cannot leap into world government in one quick step. The precondition for genuine globalization is progressive regionalization. First, you get people to agree to a regional alliance, and then you merge that regional alliance with other regional bodies. And so then now they're talking about the transatlantic partnership between us and the European Union."
And people have to understand this is all planned ahead of time, and nobody's going to tell them because the media is controlled. The average individual doesn't understand that they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a European Union, to bring about a North American Union, to bring about a Latin American Union, an African Union, and an Asian movement union. This is all planned. They know exactly what they're doing. The last thing, though, is they want for the American people to know. Go right ahead, James.
Do we have another break coming there? Oh, okay.
You go ahead. I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, you were talking about the media. Let's talk about why people don't know about this, and that's what my next chapter is about. It's called The Media and the Nature of Truth and Lies. People have the idea that we have this diverse media because we have so many cable stations, so many magazines. But, if you take just Time Warner, they own CNN. They own America Online, Time Magazine, Sports Illustrated, Money Magazine, Fortune, People Magazine, HBO, New Line Cinema, and it just goes on and on. Or you take...
Hold that thought now.
Okay,
we'll be back
sure.
In just a moment with James Perloff right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I do hope that you enjoyed James Perloff's book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It's a very important book about bringing a lot of these thoughts up to date. But understand, it's about the Council on Foreign Relations and the fact there's just a small group of very wealthy and powerful people who control both political parties, who control the people in the military and control the banking system. They control most of our major corporations. They have the people planted in the educational system and our churches. They lead both political parties, and they control the media, and they make mockery out of our electoral process. The Council on Foreign Relations, James has written about it extensively. I've spent, four or five days back at the headquarters there in New York City on several occasions, going through the records. There's no question. We have a small elite group that runs America and makes mockery of the electoral process, but you're never going to hear about it because they control the media, and certainly we carry a book entitled The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian. That's The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. We recommend the book, and of course, we recommend James Perloff's book, Truth is a Lone Warrior. And then my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that'll give you enough reading to get you started. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or certainly on population control, the secret agenda, and so much more, why you need to get them. I certainly hope that you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs there. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly read our newsletters going back 15, 18 years or more. And then, of course, we have my treatise there on population control. We have our treatise on the American Guidestones, or the Georgia Guidestones. And here is, of course, an occult center where they call for the elimination of the majority of the people in the world. And the fact that you're not hearing about it isn't because it isn't there. I've been there on a number of occasions, but it's because the media is controlled, and the last thing they want you to know is that they plan to kill you and your family and almost everyone here, certainly the vast majority of the people in our country and in nations throughout the world, because we're dealing with organized evil. If you doubt it, go to trilateral.org. Trilateral.org and look at their logo. Three sixes joined together in the center by an upside-down broken cross. Three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross were involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. Now, of course, this is the time I really need to remind you, my ministry is primarily listener-supported. We, quite frankly, need your help to maintain our network of stations in this program tonight is being heard on about 15 different outlets across America, the internet, certainly on short internet, it's on satellite. It goes to, I think, 11 or 12 stations, depending upon the time of year. But it's vitally important that you help us get the information out. And if you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or if you can subscribe to our newsletter, or certainly simply if you can get our books, One of the things you can do that will help us is get your health products through us, because most people need supplements. They need, most men need calcium. Certainly, most people, so many people are on heart medication today. And there is a part of it, they're just taking adequate magnesium, why they wouldn't have a problem. Magnesium is so vitally important for your muscles, for your mind, but specifically for your heart. And so certainly, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We'll give you certainly a list of the of various products that we offer, and then you need to get Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, because they really can. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Think about getting your health products through Radio Liberty and lay in a supply, because if something happens, you're not going to be able to get them. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you of the views expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, formerly the senior editor of the New American Magazine, certainly editor for a time with the Republic Magazine. He's a frequent writer at lourockwell.com. You will find he has his own radio program now, and he has his own essays that you can get hold of. And certainly he has a number of books, and we've carried them in the past. I don't think any of them are in print now. If they were, we would be carrying them. But we do recommend, certainly, that you get hold of my newsletter, because William Grigg writes my newsletter, and he writes, certainly, for other, certainly, organizations across America. William is certainly one of the most articulate and certainly best oriented people who has a great grasp of what's going on today. And it's always a great privilege to have William. He's with us the last program of the week here at this time on Friday evening. I don't see him showing up yet. I hope he'll be here in just a moment or two. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Otherwise, we'll be back in just a moment, hopefully with William Grigg.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. Stand beside her. from the mountain to the prairie.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I don't know why we don't have William on the line just yet, but let me just point out that I'm very, very concerned with what's going on over Sydney in the Holy Land. You're not hearing much about it, but our correspondent over there, Cheryl Hancock, tells me that everybody now has their Sydney cast masks, that everybody who lives in Israel suddenly has their safe room, and they've actually got it insulated so they'll be able to be there when the gas attack comes. They have Sydney community shelters, civil defense shelters. They're all being certainly revitalized in preparation for the coming war. Everybody in Israel believes that the war is imminent, and the preparations are being made right today. And yet you're not hearing about this in America. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about all sorts of things. We're talking about the football season. We're talking about some of the football players. Certainly we're talking about the Obamacare and the mess up in Obamacare. But we're not talking about what's going on over in the Holy Land, over in that area where I fear very, very soon there's going to be another major war. Well, with that as a background, William Grigg, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Well, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
I really think that what you were describing just before you brought me on is very crucial, not merely the portents of a terrible war in the Middle East, but the chronically underinformed and deliberately dumbed-down American public as we confront these apocalyptic prospects.
Okay, fine. Will you hang on? We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest is William Grigg, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD and make your own deal.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're just simply talking about what's going on over in the Middle East and the fact we're really not hearing about it, certainly, or being diverted by all sorts of other trivial and unimportant information. But you have to understand, and he even, of course, referred to a man named Edward Bernay. Most people don't know who Bernay was, but Edward Bernay was the Sigmund Freud's nephew. He wrote a book called Propaganda, and about 90 years ago was in the 1920s. In the first couple of paragraphs, he said, you know, your minds are molded, your taste form, your ideas suggested largely by men you have never heard of. Your minds are molded, your taste form, your ideas suggested primarily by men you have never heard of. That was Edward Bernays' remark in his book, Propaganda. Of course, he was the father of getting women to smoke. He was hired by Lucky Strike. He got an awful lot of them to smoke, killed millions of people. Because, of course, when you control the reins of the propaganda, you can have a tremendous impact. And then, of course, he was instrumental in convincing us that we had to fluoridate our water so that our children, the poor children, wouldn't get cavities. They get it. In fact, they have just as high a level of cavities as anybody else in the fluoridated areas, but it doesn't matter. Water fluoridation had many other purposes. One was to get rid of a toxic substance. The other was because it alters the mental process. But Edward Bernays certainly understood how you can use the media to control what the American people think. Well, certainly William is going to be talking about what's going on in the Middle East today. The information you're not going to get from the controlled media, because the media is controlled, ladies and gentlemen. And our minds are molded, our taste form, our ideas largely suggested, and most people have no idea. Go right ahead, William.
I wanted to read from this message written by Archbishop Emil Shenandoah, who's a Christian leader in Iraq, that the country that has been over the last 10 years systematically purged of more than half, most of its Christian population for centuries. There have been very large Christian villages and towns and neighborhoods in Iraq that had been, even under the reign of Saddam Hussein, living in relative peace and comfort and security in a part of the world which is largely inhospitable to Christians. But after the so-called liberation of Iraq, you have the implantation of a government which is a Sharia-compliant regime in a country that had been ruled by a pretty horrible autocrat who was secular in his outlook and wasn't interested in persecuting Christians. Same thing is being prepared for Syria, which has been the refuge for many of the people who were driven out of Iraq. Many of the Christian Iraqis fled to Syria, and now they're finding a rerun of what happened in Iraq taking place in Syria. This is what Archbishop Nona has to say. We are victims and we suffer at the hands of fundamentalists coming from distant countries to fight against those whom they consider to be the infidels, meaning us Christians, using as an excuse that their brothers are being persecuted in various countries. Their reaction is to kill others. Our reaction to persecution must be that of becoming more loving, more united, ever stronger, in showing the world the true image of life as taught to us by Jesus Christ. The Christian world defends its persecuted faithful through the revelation, the realization, and the strength of the love that is the foundation of faith and that embraces everyone, even our persecutors. There is a great temptation to which persecuted Christians can fall victim, which I myself never tire of warning against, namely, that because of being persecuted, we can, with the passing of time, end up being persecutors ourselves, turning to violence in our way of thinking and treating our neighbor in our way of living. This temptation is very powerful. The sentiments that we develop in a climate of persecution can change our way of living, rejecting the Christian way, which is imbued with love, to a manner similar to that of those who demand and speak of justice only but never of love. Let us be very careful not to live out our faith feebly because other Christians are suffering. The difficulties of Christians should be prompting to demonstrate true faith. When Christians are persecuted, we should take on more firmly the responsibility of our own faith to joyfully give expression to love, fidelity, and justice. If there are Christians in trouble, I should love my neighbor still more. I should be more positive in my way of looking at the business of life in order to show those suffering the strength of my own faith. You in the West are living in a way that persecuted Christians cannot. Since they do not have freedom, you must live out the true meaning of freedom. Since they cannot publicly celebrate their faith, you must give public witness of your faith in your own society. Since the women in our countries do not have the possibility of freely choosing to go outside their home. Women of the West should become witnesses to true Christian freedom. Still, we are happy because we have the opportunity to reflect on our choice to be Christian. We are happy because we have the opportunity to make our freedom concrete by defending with love the ones who attack us with rancor and hatred. Ultimately, persecution cannot make us sad or despairing because we believe that human life deserves to be always embraced in a perfect manner as Jesus showed us, even if death stares us in the face and we have no more than a minute left in this world. St. Paul says that where sin abounded, grace did still more abound. That's from the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 20. With him, we may also say that wherever there is persecution, there too will be the grace of a strong faith, and therein lies our salvation. It's a wonderful and inspiring message from somebody who is part of a horribly persecuted branch of the Christian Church Universal. And by that, I don't mean sectarian or denominational distinction here. I mean all those who profess the name of Christ constitute the Church of Christ. And in Iraq, the church is being persecuted by a government that was installed by the United States government. It was installed by force of arms. You had U.S. soldiers killing and dying to implant a regime in Iraq that recognizes the Quran and Islamic tradition as the source of all legislation. You had U.S. soldiers, many of whom were recruited from Christian backgrounds and Christian congregations whose service was and continues to be celebrated routinely in American Christian congregations, who were de facto soldiers of Allah. They fought and died and killed in order to install Sharia law in Iraq. And now you have the church in Iraq, what's left of it, being terribly persecuted. And of course, persecution is an alembic. It's a refining mechanism. And out of persecution comes the type of saintly love of which this Christian leader speaks so eloquently and writes so eloquently.
You know, it's so difficult, William, for the average American to understand that it is based upon American official of foreign policy that they are persecuting the Christians there. I mean, they overthrew a secular government that admittedly Saddam Hussein was a wicked man, but at least he tolerated and actually many times helped the Christians and maintained the Christian communities. And we overthrew him, and then we installed this radical Islamic regime that's killing and driving the Christians out of the country. I mean, the average American find it so difficult to believe that America certainly is, at the highest levels, is violently and maliciously anti-Christian. And yet it shouldn't be a surprise. They've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and the mention of Christmas or Easter or anything having to do with anything noble and worthwhile out of our educational system and told people they make up their own minds. They make their own decisions. There is no moral fabric. Each person finds their own truth. And this is the path to catastrophe. And we wonder why we're having so much violence today, why certainly there's so much stealing today. We wonder why the society is breaking down, why these episodes of somebody going into an airport or into a locker room and just starting shooting people. Well, I think it was James Madison who said it so well. Our form of government, meaning a restricted and free society, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It wouldn't work for any other. And we're seeing what happens at the end when, of course, you create a society, which is exactly what they intended back in 62 when they took God and prayer and mention of the Ten Commandments, certainly out of our educational system.
The entire purpose of government-run education is to leave people as deracinated and isolated individuals. I believe it was Tocqueville who, writing about what happened in revolutionary France, warning about what could happen in America, talked about the organic bonds of natural association being broken through mass democracy. He said that a society in that case, you end up with people who are scattered about like dust. They're unable to collect and unable to cohere. So out of that dust, of course, you have this engine of authoritarian repression hammering the dust into the dull concrete of totalitarianism. Once they've destroyed all the organic bonds that join people, meaning, of course, primarily the family, first and foremost, but out of the family, of course, grow other types of commitments that are private, contractual, and most importantly, covenantal. You're talking about people who gather in religious fellowships and also in commercial enterprises. All these things are systematically disrupted by governments that want to leave people completely isolated and vulnerable and naked before the power of the state. And the process of government education today is a thoroughly secularized and very materialistic system. The purpose of government education is to leave people not only isolated and helpless, but to teach them that the only source of right and wrong would be the edicts of people who offer, who represent, rather, the government. That I'll tell you, one of the things that really bothers me, and this is something I've written about a great deal, would be the way that anti-drug education is used, and anti-violence education, anti-bullying education, all these things are used in order to catechize school children in the idea that any kind of violence is wrong unless it is somehow consecrated by government authority. So on Red Ribbon Week, you have school children on the one hand taking pledges to eschew all violence and all symbolic violence. They can't draw pictures of guns. They can't make mentions of guns and hunting. But they're told to celebrate, among other things, the military in such errands as installing a Sharia-compliant government in Iraq. The message being that if the government ordains, there must be right and moral, and that the government having a monopoly on force, a monopoly on morality, can order them or encourage them to do things that are objectively morally wrong. Totalitarianism in one very tiny package.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Right. Hold that thought. Okay, well, we go right ahead, but I'm here.
Yeah. The phrase that we don't leave anybody behind, of course, is something you see in a lot of movies and novels dealing with war and battlefield dramas, where we say we don't leave our men behind. If they're wounded, if they're killed, we don't leave them behind. That's a lie, of course. What happened in Vietnam is very much the habit of the government of the United States to leave men behind. It's done so in every single war. It's betrayed these men whom they have beguiled into serving as part of the imperial military. They treat these people horribly, and they're completely disposable. I mean, take a look at what's going right now with the recent admissions of the staged and patently phony remains recovery operations, where they bring in these empty caskets, essentially, because they don't even bother to bring home the mortal remains, the people who have been killed in these wars overseas. So leaving men behind is very much part of the habit of what the imperial power structure does. But nonetheless, that idea had been embedded in the public mind. And then if you see some of the corporate output by Disney and some of the other, I call them herd poisoners, where this idea has been transposed into the idiom of domestic life. There's a movie some of your listeners might be familiar with called Lilo and Stitch, about a troubled family. The daughters, one's a teenager, one's a preschool-aged daughter, had been left parentless. Their parents died in a car accident. And one of the things the family means we leave nobody behind, which, of course, is true. That's how a family should function. You see, the government is not a family, however, and the larger society is not a family. Different proposition from a family. So when they started calling this status indoctrination enterprise, No Child Left Behind, my flag went up immediately. Red flags went up for me immediately, because the idea here is that you have to be part of the collective. It's not that you're being brought into the warm embrace of a family. It's that you're being seized into a collective and assimilated into it, and you have to be part of it. And the collectivization of government-administered education over the last 10 years has been dramatic and breathtaking, and now you've got Common Core, which is amplifying and exacerbating them. And the whole purpose, you said, Dr. Stan, is to try to alienate children from sources of authority that have to do with God's law and have to do with the natural society that is part of the created order. The idea that there is some authority independent of and superior to that of the secular government is something that every secular government is going to object to, and every secular government is going to fight. The thing is, I don't think that there has been a more successful enterprise in secular government destroying contending sources of moral authority than the one that has been than the enterprise and that sort that's been carried on here in the United States since the early 1900s, because it's the longest lived of the many programs of that sort. And it's sufficiently low-key that most people don't pay attention to it. At some point, if things become really overt, people are going to rebel against it. That's what happened in revolutionary France in the 1790s, beginning about 1794, 1793 to 1794. So he had a whole department of France, the Vendée, rise up in armed rebellion against what was going on, because the the traditional rural Catholics did not want their children to be educated by people who were not only non-Christian, but anti-Christian. They were not going to be allowing their children to be sent to Jacobin-run schools where they could be turned into people who hate their parents, and hate the religious values the parents instilled in them, and then turned into conscripts to go fight other Christians elsewhere in the wars of revolution and empire. So he ended up with a civil war within the French Revolution where probably 600,000 or 800,000 people were killed. Many of them were subjected to mass drownings. There were experiments in biological warfare and things of that kind. It was perfectly horrible. And then you have 100 and some odd years later, 120, 130 years later, you have similar short-lived uprisings in Soviet Russia against the Bolsheviks were trying to do. There's always going to be pushback if things go a little bit too far too fast. Well, the people who are running the program here in the United States have been more subtle than that. And rather than using a full frontal assault, and rather than challenging people in terms that are guaranteed to incite forthright rebellion, every once in a while you'll push back by people who are actually paying attention. By and large, they've used the method described in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. They've made it an enticement. They've attached it to entertainment. They've found ways of packaging it in a fashion that makes it more palatable, more enticing. And they've done a really good job in creating now two or three generations of people who have become anesthetized in terms of their conscience and who have no sense of morality rooted in the golden rule or any other transcendent principle.
And then, of course, you see this manifested with the shootings and certainly all the violence that we're having, the breakdown of the family, 40% of all white children born out of marriage, 70% of black children born out of marriage. They know exactly what they've done, and they're really masters of deceit.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients.
So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Whittam is talking about how the attitude of our Christian population has changed. It hasn't changed by accident. It's changed by intent. Sidney, they've infiltrated our churches. They've infiltrated our media. They use, Sidney, the motion pictures. They use, Sidney, radio. They use all the various means of communication to alter, Sidney, our precept of what's wrong and right and moral. And basically, and Chris, they're using now many of the same techniques that they developed certainly during the Nazi era to alter our perspective and neutralize the effectiveness of good people in our community who would like to be effective and are very disturbed about the direction America has taken post-Christian America. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, William.
That's exactly right. I think post-Christian America is the best way to describe it here. Reminds me of the book of Jude, where it talks about trees that are twice dead, plucked up by the roots. And you're dealing here with something that has all of the external stigmata of Christianity in terms that are used, the modalities of worship. But when you read a letter like this missive by Archbishop Nona, it, to me in any case, it's a very chastening experience. Because this is somebody who literally has nothing left but his faith. And for the most part, of course, there are vast and very important exceptions. The type of people who are very serious about their faith are not hard to find here in the United States. They're not conspicuously represented in the media. That goes back to one of the points that you make frequently, Dr. Stan, the fact that the media is not in the business of actually reflecting truth. It's the business of shaping perception and creating what people are pleased to call fact. But you don't really see that type of beyond visceral attachment to the pure and unalloyed message of the gospel on the part of most people who attend church here for reasons of social networking, for reasons of cultural inertia, if you will. And that was mentioning before that as I read this letter from Archbishop Nona and a number of other similar things that I've read from people of those countries that have had the tremendous misfortune of being liberated by the United States or in that process right now, like people in Syria. I'm reminded of Dietrich Bonhoeffer and his experience. If you've read, and if your audience has read Eric Metaxas's book on Dietrich Bonhoeffer, you'd understand this. If you haven't, please find that book. Please find that. The biography of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a very large book, 600 or 700 pages, and it's very easy reading, immensely fascinating study. I'm not completely five by five with Bonhoeffer on some of his theology, but when it comes to the questions of discipleship and what is really important, it's really difficult to find a 20th century figure, even perhaps Solzhenitsyn, who's a more capable a witness of the conflict between the disciples of Christ and the apostles of totalitarianism. Metaxas obviously was in Nazi Germany. He worked with the resistance in Nazi Germany. He was martyred for it. Solzhenitsyn was in the Soviet Union. He had very similar circumstances. He avoided outright assassination by way of martyrdom, but he was a martyr. He was a witness who suffered for his faith. And both of them talk about the irrepressible conflict between those who are believers in the total state and those who understand that Christ is the Lord and the sovereign of everything, and that Christ has the right of first allegiance once you've professed to believe in him. You are now his servant. You cannot be made the servant of men, including those impudent folks presumed to have license to rule over others. But Bonhoeffer spent a lot of time in the United States as a seminarian, as a young clergyman, and he found his most fulfilling experiences, worshiping with poor and largely black congregations in New York City. And when he went back to the continent, when he went back to Germany and some of the other places where he studied for the ministry, he found that among the elites, particularly in his home country of Germany, it had become a matter of rote and sterile exercise, church attendance. It wasn't something they did out of conviction. But they were more attached in pre-Nazi Germany and Nazi-era Germany, more attached to the idea of the nation than they were to the idea of citizenship in the kingdom of God. During World War One, of course, a lot of the members of the Wilhelmine German imperial military wore belt buckles that said God mit uns, which means God with us. And you said the same thing really in most of the other countries that got sucked into that murder-suicide of the Christian West. These were all people who had become attached to the nation state, whether it was a monarchy, whether it was an imperial quasi-democracy. Each of these countries had been lured into this identification of the throne and throne or the parliament, if you will, and the idea of deity. And in World War One, where you had these nominally Christian countries slaughtering each other, you saw the breakup, as Hilaire Belloc said, you saw the breakup of the faith that was the continent was the faith. And when World War One was engineered and it turned out the way it did, you had faithlessness, godlessness erupt in the continent because the faith had been discredited because the rulers of these countries had worked so successfully to commingle the idea of devotion to God with devotion to the nation state. England, for instance, became a tremendously fertile breeding ground for agnosticism and atheism and other forms of active non-belief. The same thing happened in Germany with the famous result. What sprang out of Weimar-era Germany as a hideous corruption and decadence of Weimar-era Germany, not just in terms of what everybody focuses on, in terms of the moral depravity, but the intellectual depravity of Weimar Germany, of course, you ended up with this metastasizing strain of nationalist socialism that Hitler and his cronies ended up embodying and making of themselves such a blessing to the world. Horrible, horrible thing that sprang out of what had been a Christian country. But the problem was not that they were a Christian country; they were a post-Christian country. Each one of these countries had succumb to the idea of this militant faith in the collective supremacy of a given nation. And each one of them consider themselves exceptional in that sense. I see the same thing happening here in the United States when you have this compulsive celebration of the coercive capacity of government. And they describe this as patriotism. When you have military appreciation Sundays occur with amazing regularity here, not dictated by the calendar necessarily, it's by holidays. And there's nothing at all wrong, of course, with celebrating the valor of people to do valorous and meritorious things. But the idea here is that somehow this is a vocation that is consecrated because it's something that is done on behalf of the government, and we are supposed to identify with the government. And nobody sits down long enough to think through carefully what it is that these people are being tasked to do. When you send these people abroad in the insignia of the United States government and wreathed in the plaudits and benedictions of people who say that they're doing God's work by going overseas and killing people, when they're killing people in Iraq or Syria or other places of this kind, and the result is that you have these anti-Christian regimes put in place that persecute our brothers in Christ, there's something wrong with what you are supporting. And it's gotten to the point now where very few people who were supporting what the government did 10 years ago when we got involved in the war in Iraq, very few people are willing to talk about it and think through what happened. I saw a news item earlier today about how Newt Gingrich, he's not somebody for whom I have any particular respect, Newt Gingrich, at long last, 10 years after the fact, and years after it would have been of any help, is starting to admit that there might have been something wrong with the decision to go to war in 2003. Just taking a look for the benefit of hindsight, 10 years after this, more than 10 years after this, this exercise in ugliness began, he said, well, maybe I was wrong to support the war in Iraq. Well,
But, you know, William, I can understand that because I can look back on the war in Vietnam. And in the Vietnam War, I honestly believe like we were fighting communism. We should be there. We should be protecting the people from communism. This was a war against communism. At least that's what I initially believed. And it was really halfway through the war before I realized we were funding the North Vietnamese. We were funding the Russians. We were funding the North Vietnamese. We were funding the Viet Cong. We were not trying to win the war. We were just fighting a war. And it was so difficult to realize that everything I had believed and thought wasn't true. People love America, and because America is fighting over there in the Middle East, they think somehow we're fighting for democracy or to improve the lot of the people living there. Without understanding, it's all phony. It's all part of this move to bring about this one-world fascist society under a ruling elite. The average American cannot separate the America we love from the America that exists today, from the America that is controlled by a subversive element that is using our men and our finances to bring about a totalitarian world government. It's so difficult to get people to see the world as it you and I see it. It takes a long time.
And that has to do, once again, with the way that people have been intoxicated with the sensei culture, the very successful effort to make entertainment sort of the axial aspect of our culture, how everything revolves around entertainment. It really is sickness. One of the things I noticed after we made a lifestyle decision here at the Gregg household not to have cable television, but of course, got to the point now where cable television is a functional nullity. I mean, not many things happen now on television, whether cable or broadcast, that don't happen online. It's something where there's a migration from the old analog platform, the digital television, onto the digital domain here, where you don't have to have a cable subscription anymore. It's gotten to the point where there simply is no way to restrict your access to this, to restrict its access to you, I think is a better way of putting it. So when we made a decision about 12 or 13, 14 years ago that we're not going to have cable television, I detoxified from it. And so the only time I would watch television would be when I was on a business trip and I found myself in a hotel room and I turned on the television and I was just astonished how pervasive this is, this degenerate culture, and more importantly, how inescapable it is. I find it perplexing. I don't think that there's an equivalent I'm aware of in the history of any previous society where people expended so much energy on distraction. And that's something that is profoundly troubling and very effective in terms of undermining the capacity of people to be informed individuals. And it's not just that the airwaves are laid in smut or the movies have become completely degenerate, objectionable. That's all true. The fact is that the purpose of mass entertainment of this sort is to get people thinking of themselves as part of a collective. It's to surrender your capacity for making educated and truly usefully discriminating judgments about what you're being told, about what you're seeing, the depictions of the world, the way it works. And everything is reduced to a level of juvenile spectator sports. It's one of the reasons I suspect why this thing called sports, spectator sports, participatory sports, is promoted so heavily, is that it gets people in the habit of identifying themselves with a team, with a franchise, with a cause. And so we see ourselves as the home team, if you will, in terms of the wars that are being waged by Washington and by the people controlling Washington. We see ourselves as the home team, even when we're sending people literally halfway around the world to kill people who've done nothing to harm or threaten us, and to install people who are even worse than those we're replacing. You know, you have to root for the home team, but we're not the home team. If we were a commercial republic, we would always be the home team. We'd never be the visitors, if you will, in a military engagement. You know, Republican, small R Republican countries are never the visiting team. They don't get involved in distant conflicts of this sort. The people who created the Constitution, founded the Republic, for all their plentiful faults, at least had enough wisdom to recognize that one of the surest and quickest ways to destroy the handiwork that they had
William, I'm going to have to interrupt you there because at this point I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your writings, how suddenly they can get your PayPal button and they can help you in your effort to educate the people, listen to your radio program. You're right ahead.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My blog is called Pro Libertate, spelled P-R-O-L-I-B-E-R-T-A-T, Pro Libertate. And it's found at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Freedom in Our Time is one word. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Or go to a search engine, type in William N. as in Norman Grigg, and that should be the first return. Or type in Grigg and Pro Libertate. Some combination of those search terms should turn up Pro Libertate. You mentioned that I have a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay. I try to publish once a week or more frequently than that as my circumstances permit. Do appreciate all the help that we've received by very generous people through PayPal and also donations that have been mailed to us. It's very helpful. My chief means of supporting my wife and our six kids. A lot of what I publish is republished at lewrockwell.com, lewrockwell.com. And I also contribute to the blog at lewrockwell.com. It's on the right-hand margin of the screen when you go to lewrockwell.com. He's the founder of the Ludwig von Mises Institute in Alabama. lewrockwell.com is probably the most widely read website in the known universe for the liberty movement, for libertarian small L, not capital L, small L libertarian thinking and writing and commentary. My radio program is called Freedom is on the Radio, and it's on every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, at LibertyRoundtable.com. That's the Liberty News Radio Network's homepage. If you go to LibertyRoundtable.com about 8 o'clock Mountain Time on Saturday night, look at the upper right-hand quadrant of the page. There's a Listen Live button. If you want to click on that, it should be accessible to pretty much any type of streaming program you'd have. And it's an hour-long program. It's not a live program. I pre-recorded a couple of days ahead of time. This week's program is going to be talking about a subject I talk about quite a bit, and that's the militarization of law enforcement and how this happened, why this is dangerous, supplemented with appropriate examples. Unfortunately, those examples are plentiful. And that, I think, underscores a really important distinction between the country I was growing up in as a youngster and the country that we've inherited now, is that the immorality we've been discussing is very much visible in law enforcement as well as in the military. And it feeds on the moral degeneracy of the public at large. It's all a question of forgetting the golden rule, the author of the golden rule, not practicing that. That's supposed to be the foundation of our culture. That's something that's been destroyed very thoroughly, alas. That's something we have to rehabilitate, is understanding and practice of that principle.
Amen to that. Well, I guess, as William Grigg, we're talking something about how you can get in touch with him. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. But listen to his radio programs, and he does write the Radio Liberty monthly newsletter.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and William was just saying that we are in real trouble today because there's so many people today who are on government handouts. Why don't you sort of wrap up your thoughts there, William, and then I'll let you go.
I was going to say that the combination of a police state and complete dependency has never turned out well. And if you want to see some precedence for that led, once again, we have to look at the history of Weimar Germany. And we don't have any happy immunity from the type of thing that descended upon that once Christian society.
Amen to that. Good night. God bless. And we'll be talking to you real soon.
God bless you, Doctor.
Thanks for the great program. Okay, that was William Grigg. And ladies and gentlemen, we have more people certainly getting something from government than there actually are working. 49.5% of the American public are now getting some sort of money from the federal government. And basically that is more than half of all the people who are actually working today. We have a lot of people here certainly that may not be getting from the government, but they're not working. Basically, of course, the true unemployment rate, the U6 unemployment rate. Don't believe what they tell you. They give you the U2, U3 unemployment. Look on the Bureau of Labor Statistics for the U6 unemployment. You'll find it's over 14%. That's unemployed, underemployed, or certainly given up looking for work. And if you go to John Williams' website, shadowstats.com, and calculate what the U6 rate of unemployment would have been 20 years ago, using the same information, it would have been over 22%. Over 22%, according to real calculation, are underemployed, unemployed, or given up looking for work. We're in real trouble as a nation, ladies and gentlemen, and it's only going to get worse because America has turned against God. And when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. Now, we do hope if you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to help us so we can maintain our network of stations across America. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you certainly like to get a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why give us a call? That's Brotherhood of Darkness. We have all sorts of other books. Certainly we are carrying James Perloff's book we talked about in the last hour, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, and you can get that. You can get the DVD called Take Back Your Power. It's certainly by Josh DeSaul. Take Back Your Power. It goes into the certainly the smart meter concept that's being utilized today. And basically, the smart meters are harmful for you. They really are harmful for you. And certainly, they're actually real problems that many people are having because they put these radio transmitters right onto their home and they're getting a massive amount of radiation. And nobody's going to tell you the truth. That's a Take Back Your Power, that we'll have that DVD available. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, if you'd like to see my or like to listen to our four CD set on the secret government or on secret society. Certainly we have an interview with certainly Professor Carol Quigley. If you'd like to know what really happened on September 11th, with the assassination of President Kennedy, we have certainly an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. You're not going to hear that elsewhere. If you'd like to know certainly about the secret societies, get our interview with Professor Carol Quigley, who writes about the secret society created by Cecil Rhodes, of which Bill Clinton came from, and that eventually became the Council on Foreign Relations. That's in either, I believe that's in the Secret Government 4C tape set, and of course we have the Secret Societies 4CD set. All of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and support us on a regular basis so we can continue getting the truth out across America. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But pray for Radio Liberty for our provision protection. And so until Monday, when we'll be back once again, may the Lord be with you.
Let us swear allegiance.